All right, you've been hearing about it this morning at exactly 2:18 p.m. today. Your phone is likely to buzz or tweet or make some kind of noise, a presidential-level alert test going on. Sherry Preston from ABC News on the line to tell us a little bit more about what's going to happen. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing, Paul?
Good, good. So what's going on today?
Yeah, well, exactly. At 2:18 this afternoon, Eastern Time, it's going all over the country. It's called the Wireless Emergency Alert System, and they're going to test it across the country. If you are within range of an active cell tower and your wireless provider does participate in this, as they all do, you should be capable of getting this text message. It'll be a text message, and it'll also be a buzzing sound, and it will say, Presidential Alert. This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is necessary at this time. You can ask for them. And hit dismiss, and it'll go away. The whole idea is that, you know, as if there were an actual national emergency that we all needed to know about at the same time, our phones would all go off at the same time. You know, it's kind of going to be sort of the sound that you hear when you hear the emergency broadcast system alert.
Yep.
You know, we do on radio and TV, and we have for years, sort of like that, but because so many people are communicating on their phones, they're going to do it this way, and this is a test to see how it works.
And you can't opt out of it, can you?
You can't. I mean, if you are one of the people that has an Amber Alerts or weather alerts on your phone, that maybe those go off at odd times and wake you up in the middle of the night, you might have opted out of those. And this, however, if your phone is on, you're going to get it. You could turn your phone off if you don't want to get it, but hopefully you remember to turn it back on again. But yeah, you will get it if you have a cell phone and it is on and you are within range. You know, a couple of people have filed a lawsuit against this in New York. They say this is tantamount to hijacking private property for the purpose of planting what they call a government-controlled loudspeaker in the home and on the person of every single American. They say it's not fair, and they also cite, you know, what happened in Hawaii when
yeah.
they sent that alert out back in January and scared everybody, and it turned out to be a false alarm.
Certainly understand the concern, but you've got to reach people where they are, and the days of everybody being tuned into the radio and TV, I'm afraid, it pains me to say, are gone, and more people are likely to have their nose in their phone.
Yeah, exactly, or at least have the phone on their person or
right.
near them at some point, because you always do. And, you know, one of the things that the former National Security Advisor Jay Johnson said is that this is one of those things that we hope we never have to use.
Yeah.
But, if you know, we want to test it to make sure it works just in case we do.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate it.
Take care, Paul.
Bye.